This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, December 14th. God's word for you today is boundless. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." My grandmother would advise, plan for the worst, expect that there may be a fight. So if you just met someone today, and before the person has earned your trust, you poured your entire life secret out to the person, then you discover that the person is not trustworthy, what do you do? Expect the best and plan for the worst. And as you value your relationships, there is a key to relationships. The currency of relationships, every relationship, is love. You must walk in love. You must walk from your heart in love. Colossians 3 verse 14 says, "Love is more important than anything else. It is what ties everything completely together." Value your relationships. Battle-ready takeaways number one. Let God be God. Number two takeaway to be battle ready. Expect the best. Work in faith. Plan for the worst. Walk in wisdom. Number three is believe that God is working for your best. Proverbs 21 verse 31 says, "Do your best, prepare for the worst, then trust God to bring victory." Faith and wisdom in themselves are not enough. You have to trust God to bring the victory. You need to step out in faith and trust God that you have what it takes to conquer the mountain. Trust that you have what it takes and that God will bring you victory. You have to believe it. Romans 8 verse 32 says, "For God has proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his Son. And since God freely offered him up as the sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give." All scripture is God-inspired, but this puts so much confidence into me. If the most important thing to God is Christ, yet he gave him up for us, expect that there is nothing God will hold back from us. There is no door he cannot open for us. There is no mountain he cannot level for us. There is no river he cannot cross for us. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the doors open of their own accord for you. Let the mountains be leveled even right now, and let every ocean that is before you give way in the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew 7 verse 11 says, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" Are you going to ask, believe, and trust God for that great thing, that big project today? Lamentations 3 verse 25 to 26 says, "The Lord is good to everyone who trusts in him. So it is best for us to wait in patience, to wait for him to save us." Did the Bible say God is good to a few that trust in him, or only to those he likes? God is good to everyone. Your case will not be different. As you trust in your Maker, your King, your Father, and your God, the light of heaven will flood your path and life. God himself will work in your favor. Everything that has been out of your reach, today, heaven will release those things to you and put it within reach. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for open heavens and the great things ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.